Time now on our pregame short visit with Tom Serratore, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, according to my quick research last night, you had six guys playing your first game in this building last night. Speed and chaos. It doesn't show up on film, does it? You got to be thrown to the wolves a little bit to understand exactly what you're in for, right?
Well, you do, and it's interesting this year, and it's really hard to see some of the stuff that you want to see probably on video, Schultz. Yeah, I think that's very accurate. And but if you take a look at overall, we looked at eight games before this. You know, I was thinking back. We looked at the St. Thomas game last weekend was in St. Thomas. I'm talking Bowling Green, you know, for Bowling Green in St. Thomas last weekend. The weekend before that, they were in Milwaukee playing Yale in Providence. I watched a Mankato I watched a Mankato series, and then the series in Bemidji. So of the eight games we watched before this, they were all on the road too. And you know, sometimes again, you probably should watch games and you know, probably in this building. We watched a little bit of the Ohio State game in this building, but overall, it's a different building. There, you know what? Our games are totally different. Bemidji, Bowling Green, they're totally different teams in this building. And Bowling Green's a different team when they go on the road too. And this rink plays to that. It plays to the chaoticness of a 60-minute game here.
Matias Scholl, to me, impressed me a lot of just how calm and even keeled he was. He said it last night that he is that way. His brother played here. I don't know if Matias watched him play here at all or if his brother told him what it was like playing in here, but what did you notice about Matias last night?
I agree with you just exactly what you said. He just has a good demeanor about him, he's a very calm kid, and things happen fast here. You know, as a goalie, you get a lot of puck touches too.
You scored three power play goals, one shorthanded goal. You gave up a shorthanded goal. Still an overall win just because of the sheer number, but you still don't like the one against, do you?
No, I don't like how it happened, but you know what? I don't like how theirs happened either. I guess that after the game, you sit there and you dissect a game. You know what? Probably because we won the game, Schultz. It's a lot easier to be positive after you win the game, and then you don't look at a particular play. But these things just happen in this building.
Owen Sillinger has scored an awful lot this year. Alex Iarullo, though, isn't far off of his pace. He had a goal last night, two assists, had six shots. How is his game playing in your eyes?
Well, his game's been good since he's come here. I mean, since he's been here. Alex is just a spark plug. He's got good speed. He's got good hockey sense. He plays hard. He does a lot of things that go unnoticed as well. We notice the points, but there's also a lot of things that go unnoticed, how he reloads and how he defends and how he takes care of the puck. I mean, he just does a lot of good things.
He turns nothing into something pretty quickly, doesn't he?
Well, he does. He's got good instincts, and I think guys who have good instincts can do that.
Gary Vaisanen has scored five goals. He's got 7 points. To me, he hasn't had any duds yet this year. That's saying a lot for a freshman, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a pretty well-rounded player, and he's becoming more and more acclimated. And they didn't play a lot last night, but he got a little power play time, but fourth line didn't play as much last night, but when he's out there, he adds a speed element, and he's got good hockey sense.
More with Coach Serratore when we come back. Our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Serratore. Tom, last night, again, that second period wasn't great. You gave up two goals, only had two shots, but it didn't look bad. How much do you gauge how you play just on the eye test and not necessarily and just throw the stat sheet away?
Well, I think you rely on the eye test a lot, Schultz. I mean, you look at stats, but again, I'm with you. Like the second period, we knew what the second period was going to be. I mean, I could have written that chapter. Now, wouldn't have written that chapter at the end where they get a shorthanded goal, but I could have written that chapter. I knew it would be desperation with Bowling Green. Hey, they're the home team. They're hard enough to play on the road. We just had a 3-0 lead. There's no question. You know, there's no question they were going to attack. They had we said it in the locker room. They're going to have a new goalie, which they did. I mean, we can write this script ahead of time, and we've seen it 500 times that it's going to be. We're going to have to defend a little bit. We're going to have to defend, but just defend hard, take care of the puck. Just make sure, again, guys, we play calm, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? You knew what it was going to be, and that's what happened. And overall, again, I still don't think we played that bad, but they were going to have push. There's no question they were going to have push. They were probably going to outshoot us that period. It's just the way the game was playing out. And Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's really hard to predict sometimes.
We talked last night briefly about your road record, Matias's road record and all that, and at some point you got to just say, you know what, maybe that's the identity of this team and that's the kind of team they're going to be. Have you ever coached a team that's got this kind of a record on the road?
No. No. Not at all, Schultz. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm a loss for words, actually.
This place was packed last night. It felt normal to me again. Last year, there were no fans here, and this place does get rocking. Did last night feel normal again?
Yeah, it was great last night. It was a great environment. Loud, just like the John Glass back in the day, the low ceiling. And it wasn't full. I mean, it was probably two-thirds full, that's all. But it didn't matter. Two-thirds. I mean, this place can be 25% full, and it's loud. And that's the beauty of this rink. And it's a loud rink, and it's an intense rink to play in. And there's no question the home team can feed off it. But I also think the road team can feed off it as well.
Where do you need to be better tonight?
Well, I just think I'd like to see us at times take care of the puck better, realize the conditions that we're playing in, play a simpler game. And again, not that we didn't last night, but again, those are the things that we want to do. I guess more than anything, Schultz, that's the game plan. Just play a simple game. Don't overthink it. Just advance pucks and make sure you got a good high F3. They push out of the zone, all three guys.